I can trace, one man, he died recently. He was my second cousin, my third cousin, my fourth cousin, and fifth cousin. Now that's hard to believe, but he actually...
Now, the way things came back in the old days, do you remember how things would come to the store, or what? How would they come packaged, that sort of thing? How did flour, for example, how would it come?
Well, flour was sold in barrels, you understand? I have seen it that way. But also it came packed in sacks of about 24 pounds. Well, the average farmer, when he went to the store, he either bought his flour in more or less in 24 pounds or 100 pound sacks.
Yeah.
In some cases they did have it loose, where some people, especially Negroes, didn't have, you know, much money. They want a dime or 15 cents worth. It's hard to believe that a dime or 15 cents in those days could buy too much. But he had it in a barrel, and he would dole it out to him in a paper bag. You understand?
Yeah. That would that be a measure of weight, that paper bag?
Yeah, so much for a nickel, a dime, you know. Usually the purchase was about a dime.
For what, 10?
Well, I don't know how much. The flour was cheap at that time, you understand? They'd buy grits that way, flour. Even I've seen them lard over the counter. They would have scoops. Cardboard scoops, and the merchant would reach down. He had a paddle in the barrel, and he put the lard in the scoop. You understand?
Mm.
And he put it on the scale, and whatever they wanted, say it was a dime or 15 cents, he'd sell it to them like they wanted. He'd usually put a sheet of paper over it, you know, and wrap it after they packed it. But more things were loose in those days in the grocery store.
They sold them in bulk.
Bulk.
Yeah.
Now, crackers...
came in a barrel.
Some came in a barrel, and I've seen them come in tin boxes.
Yeah.
And they would open the box and dole so many out for a nickel or a dime or whatever they wanted.
Yeah. Did you see them things that lard, the things that lard would come in, or
yeah,
molasses? Molasses would come in a big...
Well, molasses in those days were sold often in jugs. I don't think I ever saw it sold in barrels. In some sections it was. You understand what I mean? And it depended how thick the molasses was, but it was more or less sold in jugs, yeah.
Yeah.
But not too much. People, they usually got syrup, which is quite different from molasses. It's not as thick.
Oh, molasses.
Molasses and syrup are different.
What's the difference between, what, why?
Well,
molasses
is cruder, and why is syrup is refined and thinner.
Yeah. Did they ever have any different types of sweetening? In other words, would they talk about one being long sweetening or
no
short sweetening?
No.
Okay.
Never had anything like that in this section.
Well, you know what a stand was? Would they talk about a gum for a hauled out something that they put say flour in or anything like that?
No.
Now, when you had a little mouth barrel, say they get a kind of a thing that would. That they could use to fit in that barrel to pour things down in?
Yes, in some they put a spigot in the bottom of the barrel. Vinegar.
Yeah.
Was one of them, I remember.